waltzing into Friday morning like Tchaikovsky, the Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. We have a Christmas concerto next by Manfredini from the Italian Baroque. And then, in honor of the full moon, the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven and the Capricorn Concerto by Samuel Barber, which was actually named after his house, Capricorn House, where he lived for many years with his partner, Giancarlo Menotti. It's about 9:13 into our 9 o'clock hour. I just want to say this is our last day of our quiet drive when we don't interrupt the music much and ask you to give a year-end gift. Think tax deduction. Some people can take it right off the top. We have this thing going on where a fine foundation, the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation, has $40,000 to give to a worthwhile organization like ours. But the catch is that we need to raise $40,000 ourselves to match it, to show that we're serious. And we've had a great response so far. Just in the last several days, thanks to you, we've raised $27,000. But there's $12,000 left we need to go. So if you could make a donation now at kansaspublicradio.org, find out all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so very much for supporting classical music on the radio and helping us to get a very much needed $40,000, especially in light of our recent cuts. Here's the Manfredini Concerto No. 12, Opus 3, a Christmas concerto from long ago on KPR. What makes a Baroque concerto a Christmas concerto? Well, things they all seem to have in common is that they're very rich sounding, very golden sounding. So that is one of them. That's Francesco Manfredini, his Concerto No. 12 in C, Opus 3, written for Christmas. Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Next, the Moonlight Sonata with Richard Good, some Samuel Barber, and the Aglow Trio in the 11 o'clock hour. Really looking forward to that. They have a new album out and some concerts coming up. They are three women who play flute, oboe, piano. It's about 9:27. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Before we hear Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, played by Richard Good, just a reminder that support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising. From design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. This is KPR. There is Beethoven's so-called Moonlight Sonata, otherwise known as Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 2. Richard Good bringing that to life. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. It's about 17 minutes before 10. Looking forward to hearing Luciano Pavarotti within the half hour sing Bread of Angels by Cesar Franck, and Dvorak's good old Eighth Symphony with a beautiful cello section solo in one of the movements, and a little bit of Messiah, a Christmas chorus, and then the Hallelujah chorus. You know, every time you listen to KPR, you hear something you love, right? Timeless performances, latest headlines. It's part of our cultural identity and yours as a music or news fan. Federal funding is gone, making listener support the only way This programming stays free and accessible to everyone. Start a monthly gift now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched today by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your commitment and generosity secures KPR's place in our community's future. Next is the Capricorn Concerto by Samuel Barber. That was actually the name of his house, Capricorn House. Named after his house in Mount Kisco, New York. That's called the Capricorn Concerto, and it's by American composer Samuel Barber. That's where he lived with Menotti. Keith Clark and the Pacific Symphony Orchestra this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Do you have an old car or truck taking up space in the garage? You can skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up. You'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll take a look at the weather before we hear some glorious Luciano Pavarotti on KPR.
It's Matthew Ralgio, KPR's Morning Edition host. Publicradio.org, your monthly gift makes all the difference.
Thank you, Matthew. It's easy to do, and we really appreciate it. This is the last day of our silent drive, so any contribution you can make in whatever amount will really be appreciated. Well, it's 34 now in Lawrence. Today's high should be 43. Tonight's low 22, and tomorrow, Saturday, should be partly sunny with a high near 43. Not too windy tomorrow. Saturday night dipping down to 24 before Sunday comes in with a few clouds and a high of 30. Then Sunday night, 14. Monday, sunny and a high of 38. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ, Chanute.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. An advisory, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from MS Now, home to the Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. Learn all about us at kansaspublicradio.org. Luciano Pavarotti, the Wandsworth Boys Choir, and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Cesar Franck's Panis Angelicus, Bread of Angels. Listen for a couple of parts from the Messiah, Unto Us a Son is Given, and the Hallelujah Chorus at about 10:45 or a couple minutes after And Antonin Dvorak's very satisfying Symphony No. 8 is next on KPR. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Before we hear the great Dvorak 8th, some people to thank, thankfully. So far, I mentioned this, the Douglas County Commission The Douglas County Community Foundation with the Harrison Family Fund. They had $40,000 to give to a fine group like ours, but they said if you can raise $40,000 to match it, if you're able to do that. We thought, well, maybe we can do that. So we're trying. So far, we've raised $29,348, and each of those dollars is important, and we are grateful for it. It's still remaining to go $10,652, and so far 116 faithful KPR listeners have made some kind of donation. So thank you so much. We just heard from Richard Strebe of Overland Park, Kansas. Thank you, Richard. We had an anonymous Overland Park listener donate in the last hour. And then John Ellington of Lenexa, Kansas. I always like it when there's a note. I'd love to read your note on the air. John says, I'm already a sustainer. This is for the special $40,000 fundraiser. Thank you, John. And also, Melinda Kearney, Olathe, Kansas. I don't know if I want to read this. Thank you, Melinda. She says, in honor and appreciation for Cordelia Brown, our classical friend. Well, it goes to classical music, not to Cordelia Brown, and that's the way it should be. But thank you so much to these incredible people who in the last hour reached us and said, I want to help you get that 40 grand. Richard Strebe, Anonymous, John Ellington, Melinda Kearney, thank you so much. You just go to kansaspublicradio.org. All right, here's the Dvorak, Symphony No. 8 in G, Opus 88. It's a performance full of life with Andre Previn and the Los Angeles Philharmonic for Dvorak now on KPR. The fantastic symphony of Antonin Dvorak, his 8th Dvorak, Symphony No. 8 in G major, Opus 88, with Andre Previn and the Los Angeles Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. George Frederick Handel on Kansas Public Radio, the Handel and Haydn Society.
This is Laura Lorson from KPR's All Things Considered, and listener support is the only way it stays available to all. Start your monthly gift of $15 today at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you so much for helping us reach that $40,000 goal at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Eldridge Hotel, inviting all to downtown Lawrence for a holiday breakfast brunch Saturday, December 6th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. Reservations and walk-ins accepted. Information at eldridgehotel.com. And from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. And support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, Working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu.
Live from NPR.
Two explosive devices and walk off in the sunset.
Officials say a new team at the FBI took a fresh look at all the evidence collected in the case and generated new leads that ultimately led to Cole's arrest. Cole is expected to appear in federal court in D.C., just down the street from the U.S. Capitol building. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Some wonderful folk fantasia on Christmas carols by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Next, John Rutter on KPR. John Rutter, the Shepherd's Pipe Carol, with James Galway tooting the flute. You can hear that live tomorrow night for a concert at St. Lawrence Center, along with Rutter's Gloria. Thank you so much to some people we just heard from in the last hour. I'm happy to announce, before I hand it over to Jeff Watson, that so far about that $40,000 challenge we are anxious to meet, by the end of the day today, because if we don't get the $40,000. We've raised $30,263, but we still have a $9,000, $737 amount to raise. 121 people have come forth. Thanks to Amanda Jay and Jeff McFarland of Lawrence. They say, just so thankful to have KPR part of our community. Thank you. Anonymous from Shawnee. Sherry Carnes of Holton, Kansas. I rely totally on you for my news, and I trust you. Thanks, Sherry. And Dean Helms supported us. He's from Merriam, Kansas. And also Jan Huben of Overland Park, Kansas. Jan adds, thank you, everyone, for the hard work that you do to bring us the news and such a variety of music styles and artists. I learn new things every day. The loss of funding is just devastating for everyone. Well, thank you for helping us make it up, Jan. And thank you to you for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. The Douglas County Community Foundation and the Harrison Family Fund will give that $40,000 to some deserving local agency, but we really hope we get it. So, we still have some time this afternoon during classical and during all things considered to meet that challenge, and I believe it's going to happen. KansasPublicRadio.org will get us there. Thank you.
Live from NPR News.